A very good morning to you and welcome Miraya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning. It's 16 minutes past 9 a.m. and I'm glad to tell you that, yes, welcome to our last hour, and we're having a conversation about jobs and opportunities, and particularly we're looking at the youth because we will be commemorating and celebrating the International Youth Day on the 12th of August. Now, the United Nations Mission Development Program, in partnership with the Office of the Vice President, Gender and Youth Cluster, is organizing a jobs and opportunity fair, which will take place on the 12th of August on the International Youth Day. The fair seeks to upskill youth on job-related matters. Now, to hear more about this, we're supposed to have quite a number of panel here. Unfortunately, some of them did not come, but we are glad to have Gag Malek, who is the founder of BTEC, with us here in the studio, and we will be having a conversation and discussing with him about this particular fair, what he knows about, and also about young people in developing skills that can actually benefit them. Mr. Gag, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Let's talk first about a young person like you, founder of BTEC. First of all, what is BTEC?
BTEC is an incubation hub that mostly focuses on developing businesses. We focus on business entrepreneurship trainings. We organize pitching competitions where we bring together innovators and investors, because there are a lot of people with brilliant ideas, but they don't have money. Mm-hmm. Yet, in contrary, there are a lot of institutions and individuals that have a lot of money, but they don't know how to access the right people whom they can invest in. So for that purpose, BTEC acts as a bridge to bring these people together. Another thing that we do, we deal with business expos, that is exhibition, mm-hmm. showcase products and services that are made in South Sudan. This is also to provide a platform where business communities can network, link up with investors, and investors also to meet with the innovators, and then at least they can grow up the ideas. We also focus more on providing coaching and mentorship on businesses. So these are some of the things that we do as BTEC, because we realize private sector has been underperforming for long, and we need to develop it. For that purpose, we need to build our young people, encourage them to venture into businesses, work closely with the government in terms of business-related policies. So that is basically what we do as BTEC.
Oh, that's great to know. And I do believe that you're part of this fair that is being organized by the United Nations Development Program in partnership with the Office of the Vice President. What is this fair all about?
Well, this fair is mostly organized with the main objective of linking up the job seekers and potential employers. That is, we have already mobilized about 1,000 jobs from 50 institutions that will be targeting 3,000 youth on that day. This is because, you know, most of young people playing dumnas outside, they think that there are no jobs, mm-hmm. and they are playing dumnas, or others getting into drugs because there are no jobs. But we are saying no, there are a lot of jobs in UN agencies, government, private sectors, as well as NGOs. For that purpose, we shall showcase those jobs on Friday, that is this coming Friday on 12th of August, mm-hmm. For those young people to access. We will not have any dictation on who should be picked by which institution, but each institution will get the right person that meets the criteria based on their HR policies, because ours is just to create that platform. So mm-hmm. this is what is happening on 12th of August. Secondly, we shall also be conducting business and entrepreneurship trainings on the same day to equip our young people with entrepreneurship skills, so that they can also be self-employed and then employ mm-hmm. others. Mm-hmm. We shall also be providing CV writing coaching and how to handle interviews, because there are a lot of competent young people that sometimes go to interviews and
they
sweat. Someone opens, you open the your numbers, eyes and your mouth, you in order to understand questions.
Everyone disappears.
And then later on, you end up losing the job, yet you are the right person. So for that purpose, we shall be providing coaching and mentorship. How do you handle the interview process? Another thing that will be happening on that day, we shall also be providing business peer-to-peer counseling and mentorship. This is to answer one-on-one question from any youth that would like to venture into business and is facing any challenge. What are the opportunities? We have experts that will be based on that day to do that. Another thing, we have also invited Red Cross to also do blood donation mm-hmm. on that day. This is a side service because we have realized a lot of people have realized the importance of donating blood when their family members is sick. But this is a process that can be done even at any time, as long as you meet the criteria of donating, you can donate and save life. So we have invited Red Cross to come on board. So whoever is willing to donate blood on that day is highly welcome to come and do that.
This sounds a very busy day. Where will this event be taking place?
This event will take place at MTC. MTC is behind Juba Stadium, for those who knows Juba Stadium. Mm-hmm. And it's a busy day for sure. I can confirm that. The event will start from 7:30 a.m. in the morning, mm-hmm, until 6 o'clock p.m.
Wow.
But other services like entrepreneurship training, CV writing, interview processes, and peer-to-peer counseling in business will go for 2 days. That is both Friday and Saturday, because we realize the number of 3,000 cannot be served in 1 day, mm-hmm, because we'll have a short period of time. But it can. We have given ourselves extra day for those who would like to come back on Saturday. You will still get us to benefit from this. And also, we shall be launching an online platform whereby all the job seekers will be uploading their CVs for potential job employers to see, mm-hmm, and they can easily contact you. All in all, we're just trying to create a platform, mm-hmm, where job seekers and employers can meet.
Yeah. All right. So now on this particular 3,000 jobs that you said you have secured, and...
Sorry, not 3,000 jobs. Yeah. 1,000.
1,000 jobs.
Yeah.
That you have actually, you know, secured from organizations, different organizations. You mean these people will be applying for the jobs this Friday, or how does it work? How do you want to connect these people to the job?
Well, what we did, we mobilized different institutions ranging from UN agencies, as I said before, NGOs, companies, as well as government. What will be happening, there will be tents whereby, mm-hmm, you visit each tent, and then you have a conversation with that institution, the jobs that they have, how they expect you to apply, because different employers have different criterias of, mm-hmm, how they are supposed to apply, as well as deadlines are available. So for that purpose, we won't have a direct dictation or control, mm-hmm, over how you get that job, but it will be for you, the youth, the young person, with that institution to converse and see how best you can link up and benefit from each other's jobs. There are a lot of institutions that also provide internships. If it's not even a job, interns are also there. Mm-hmm. And anyone can enroll based on your understanding with that purpose. Otherwise, on our side, we shall follow up later on, mm-hmm, on how many jobs were able to be taken by these young people out of this job fair as part of evaluation, because we don't just want to showcase 1,000 jobs, mm-hmm, and none of job is occupied by those young people. So that is basically how the day is going to be. Another thing that I left out before, there will also be a chance of companies to showcase and exhibit their products and services that they're providing. So different tents are going to be outside, and a lot of companies doing beautiful things. Like on my side, I didn't know that honey can produce over 5 products until I met one of the companies that's called Anika Women.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? They're producing soap from their wax, candles, a lot of amazing things. So these are some of the companies that will be given a chance to also showcase the product that they're doing for any necessary support, because there's no need of importing soap when our own company can produce it here.
Indeed.
And how do we know if those products are there if we don't provide such platforms? So this is a platform of other SMEs to also showcase whatever thing they're doing.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And yes, if you just join us, this is the Miraya Breakfast Show. We had a problem with our lines. Hopefully, it will be on. You can try to call us and talk to our guest here, Gak Malek, who is, of course, willing to help you, the young people, on how to, you know, navigate your career and also job-wise, because his BTech company is actually doing just that. And yes, if you can call us, please just write to us and you can ask him that particular question. Mr. Gag, what do you think is the biggest challenge that is making young people unemployed here in South Sudan? Many people say it's not even skills. Others saying it's just we don't want to work. Just young people are lazy and don't want to work. They want to depend on their relatives and all those who are earning. Is this true? And what is really holding young people back?
Well, one of the main things that is holding people back is studying some courses that are not applicable on ground, because you see most of this generation, that most of our generation studied and were born during the wartime. Mm-hmm. So we ended up studying mostly in refugee camps, in foreign countries, and we picked courses that are more relevant in those countries. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are marketable in those countries. So when we came back home, we realized whatever thing is needed on ground and what you have in paper are two different things. So for that purpose, you will see even most people are working outside their profession, mm-hmm. what they studied.
Absolutely.
Because that is what is on ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to flexible people. Another thing, sometimes, you know, there is a mistrust among our people, whereby we tend to see people from different countries as experts compared to our own, whom even studied in the same class, and they were able even to outperform those people. Like, you come and meet with your former classmate, your schoolmate that you were in class in a foreign country here in South Sudan, and that person is treated as an expert, yet you know this person has never even defeated even with 1 point when you were in class, when you studied the same, yet you studied the same course. But because you are a South Sudanese, you will tend the certain position that you will be given. So it's another challenge. Another thing, I can say cultural effects, whereby most of the times blue collar jobs are despised. Some young people look at white collar job, forgetting that blue collar job can also earn you a living. Instead, you just want to sit in the office, mm-hmm. which is something that is wrong. Sometimes it's good to invest in your talent, it's good to invest in your skills. It's also good to come out of school and you create jobs instead of just being a job seeker. Mm-hmm. You can create your own job and employ others. These are some of the innovations that are also not there. Secondly, to some young people that wants to venture into their own businesses or their own innovation, there are a lot of there is lack of funding, lack of resources, lack of finances, because a lot of things really need money for them to be executed.
Mm-hmm.
You see other countries like Kenya, for example, their banks are giving citizens and supporting citizens. I have a friend in Kenya who is a South Sudanese who just bought a plot through the bank that just gave him everything. It just purchased the land on his behalf, and then there was a contract signed between his employer and the bank. Certain amount of money could just go direct to the bank, and it gets a certain amount of money. When that money ended, the bank itself ended up building the design house that he wants, and then they continue to cut money from his salary.
Mm-hmm.
You see, such services, and those banks are not bringing into South Sudan. Yet they are the same banks doing the same thing in Kenya, doing the same thing in Uganda, in foreign countries. But those services, they're not doing it here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also a challenge, because at certain point, you need finances to support certain products. And also abusing ourselves, in case if you see someone digging a pit latrine and maybe selling charcoals, our people tend to give us names.
There's a negative connotation.
Names,
mm-hmm.
Definitely, which is something that is discouraging a lot of young people from venturing into that field. But by the end of the day, this is where you're earning a living.
Indeed.
You have bills to pay.
All right. If you just join us, good morning to you. And you had there that point, that last point is very, very important. You refusing to do some job just because of what will others think about it. And we South Sudanese should get out of that. If you go to the neighboring countries, you get someone with a degree, someone with masters, but is, you know, preparing chapati by the streets and is earning good money, decent money, that he takes good care of his family and his self, or go for further studies or open other more businesses. So yes, you can share your thought with us by sending us a text message on 091-217-741 as our technicians still try to rectify our live calls here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. And yes, this is a question coming from Ngorkur Akwei from Yargot Payam, and he's saying, my question is, how about youth in the States? What opportunities do they have that can get them together also to exchange or benefit from your programs?
Thank you so much for your concern from the state. This program, it is not the first time that Job and Opportunity Fair is happening. Mm-hmm. The first one happened in Yambio, which is Western Equatoria State, and we had 3,000 youth in attendance. It was massive. We also had the same program in Torit. So this is the third time, and it's the first time that it's being done in the capital. So we started there, and we'll see the impact that we'll have from here. And then from there, based on the recommendations and the programmers, the donors, and everything, you know, there are a lot of factors involved for us to say we are planning the next event in this state. But I cannot assure for now or say we will not do it. It will depend on the recommendation that we will get on ground, because this is a project, it is an activity that is always done, and we see the impact, we see the demand. If it is positive, then why not? We can definitely expand to all the 10 states, because we know South Sudanese are not only based in Juba. Mm-hmm. There are 10 states and 3 administrative areas that also have South Sudanese that needs jobs, and they also deserve to be employed.
All right. You did mention earlier about some of the challenges that are holding back the youth from, you know, moving forward and getting jobs or starting a job. Now, with those challenges that you have already mentioned, some of the young people, we said, well, which you also mentioned earlier about financial, you know, a startup, for example, those who want to start their own businesses, the startup, the banks are not helping, the financial institution are not helping whatsoever, the youth to be able. Now, for someone who has a brilliant idea but doesn't have the money, where do they start from as a young person?
Well, the first thing to be answered in any business plan is not always money. It is the idea. Unfortunately, most people start from the money perspective, thinking that they will first get money and then from there think of what to do with that money. But it doesn't work that way. Come up with as ambitious idea as possible, even if it means owning the whole world or even having 10 planes. Please put your idea down, ask yourself, what do I need to do in order to implement this idea? And from there, your mind will even open up into potential donors or people who can invest in this idea, because you need to understand that in this world, there are a lot of people with money, but they don't know what to do with that money. Mm-hmm. They're just waiting for brilliant ideas like yours to come and invest in it. Give them the offer. Go and pitch out your idea. Don't fear to knock doors. I've met a lot of young people who fear to share their ideas or proposals in the name that this idea of mine will be stolen. Mm-hmm. Yet you're not doing anything with it. Nobody will really implement your idea the way you would like to. Mm-hmm. So if you cling into your idea that you don't want to share it, trust you me, you will never get any support. I'm sorry, let me give you an example of one idea of mine that almost went through in 2017, mm-hmm. whereby I went to the airport and I realized most of the aviation companies in Juba Airport do not have planes. Mm-hmm. So as GAC, I sat back and said, now I need to come with a plane that I will be leasing to these companies, because what they do, these aviation companies, they just get their clients, mm-hmm. go and hire a plane, mm-hmm. from one company. I think there were two companies by then that were owning planes. So I just wrote down my own business plan. I came up with it. I went to Nairobi, visit one of the companies, and there was one plane, 17-seater, mm-hmm. that we were vying with another companies, one in Somalia and one in Congo. And trust you me, the managing director of that company was just impressed with my age, that GAC, mm-hmm. look, your age mate of my son, and at your age you're thinking of owning a plane. I told him, yeah, why not? It's possible. This is the business plan, and mm-hmm. I know I have the market. I already signed contract with aviation companies here. The guy gave me the contract. It needed $74,000. Mm-hmm. And I had gotten an investor that was ready to put in $50,000.
Wow.
So I needed 24, and out of 24, for the sake of other things that I might have not catered for, I was Absolutely. Looking for 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that 50, I did not get it. I signed contract. I still remember the date, 17th of March 2017. Mm-hmm. Signed the contract, came here. This was a business that was to give me 12,000 net profit monthly.
Wow.
So It was something. If I had gotten that money, it would have been very easy for me to start that. And you know, people would not believe that I've made a deal. People will start thinking, oh, the juju, this person was just working with us recently, and now he has made this. So if you have ideas, please think as crazy as you can. There are a lot of support outside there. The more you knock doors, most of doors will be open. But if you don't start, you will definitely go nowhere. And if you see where there are a lot of ideas that you can get in this world, it's cemetery where people are buried, because people die with the ideas. In the name, they don't want to share them.
Indeed. Well, that's really impressive. And I must say, I'm very impressed with the ideas that you're sharing with our listeners here this morning. Remember, you too can talk to our guests and be inspired, or you can ask any question that you like to ask concerning, of course, how to help the youth. And let's first address the issue of youth. You did mention about, you did not mention about it earlier, but I brought it up somehow, the issue of young people wasting their time on, you know, under the trees, playing cards and dominoes and all that. And this has been coming out, but still, why are people not ambitious enough to chase their dreams the same way you are trying to say people should have crazy dreams, you know, crazy dreams to make things work? Why are young people, South Sudanese young people, sometimes considered lazy?
I must say young people are not lazy, because I have seen so many young people that are breadwinners of their families. They're trying to get out of their comfort zone, just that sometimes others are overcome by the challenges of the environment, because sometimes the environment is not conducive as such. You know, for you to be in business or get a job, the environment has to be conducive. Let's talk of economic crisis for now, the inflation rate, whereby you can predict where your goods are going to be in the next 6 months. You know, business needs planning. And for now, let's say to someone who sold his products when, let's say, 3 months ago, when dollar was 40, right now the same person will be expected to buy the same, to
sell the same
change
products.
Those pounds into dollars to go and get those products from neighboring countries. This morning I changed at 66. Now, this is a loss of 26,000 SSP per $100. Assuming it was $1,000, how much has that person lost? Does it? It simply means this person will not bring back the same product. Leave alone profit. Don't even talk of profit. And this is not your making. This is something you cannot control. This is something beyond you. And if you close your shop, will you be blamed? It's something that sometimes, you know, business needs support from both private sectors. Government needs to come in, development partners in terms of resources. Even banks need to support those businesses. And with all these things, at least you can prosper. Number two, you look at networking. You know, most of people have do not understand the power of networking, because if you get out of your, if you just play domino from morning to evening in the name, you don't have any job, it will not help you. You better get out, come to town, meet institutions, knock even doors, come even here to Radio Miraya. Hello, I'm so and so, I'm a journalist, and I think I can be a good broadcaster. I need a job with you. These are my qualifications. Even if they have not advertised any job, you know, you might visit an office that needs your skills. This is something that doesn't, sorry to use it, murder science.
if we are to use
the certain quotation. So it's a matter of getting out of your comfort zone. Network has power, because human beings by nature tend to work with people that they know or people that are close to them. None of us is immunized against that.
Indeed.
Sometimes, unfortunately, we call it corruption when it is against us, but when it is favoring us, we call it connection. Or networking. So if someone is tempted to maybe corrupt, let not corruption always be done against you. At least let that person knows you and even fear to corrupt certain things, because first of all, you're competent. Number two, you have networked, because people easily work with people that get close to them. At certain point, even for me to be in Radio Miraya, at least I had to be called by someone that, hey, Kak, we know you can do this, come and present us on this
on Radio Mirai.
It's not a matter of me playing Dumna and someone comes and call me from there. It doesn't work that way.
You have to show your worth.
Show your competencies, show what you can do, and also do your own self-analysis and ask yourself, what do I know, what do I do, what can I do best? Then you get out of your comfort zone, pursue that dream. It will definitely work.
Great. Let's talk about that, though. Let's talk about getting out of the comfort zone. It isn't something easy to get out from, isn't it? Because as you mentioned about people talking, how do we get that in our head? The thing of people will talk. If I begin doing border border, Nasba didn't do anything. So people will look at me, Sevid went to this kind of school, got this kind of degree, but it's not, is doing border border. If I start doing chapat, let's say, people will start laughing at me. How do we get that out of our system as a Junu being? Because it's becoming more like a culture sometimes to our young people.
Well, sometimes back, there are a lot of jobs that you could never think that South Sudanese can do, and right now they are doing it.
Yeah.
Number two, it's the right time we give our children the right parenting, because this mentality starts from childhood. At certain points we were told that it's only the vulnerable ones or those who have not gone to school that are supposed to do certain jobs, but that is wrong. It's completely wrong. It's just a matter of knowing what you want to do. You know, on my side, I believe in someone who identifies a problem in the society and then ask yourself, how should this problem be solved? You get on ahead and solve it. Engage the necessary partners that are supposed to solve it. For us as BTEC to be part of job and opportunity fair that we are doing right now, we might have not brought finances, but UNDP is there with finances to support. The office of the vice president is there to support on other things. There are other institutions that are involved, like SADO, like VOSDO. They have been part of it. So together, and if we partner, it's just a matter of us coming together and we do certain things. There are a lot of other activities that are being planned for this month of August, because, you know, International Youth Day is commemorated on 12th of August every year. But Ministry of Youth has dedicated the month of August as a month of youth. And different partners like UNFPA are on board with different activities. Youth will be visiting Terekeka just to have a time in Kettle Camp. We shall be having this job fair over here. A lot of radio talk shows are going on. There are football matches that have been organized. And all these things, as you know, the theme of this year is all about ageism, how different ages can work together. All young children and all these people, we can all come together for sustainable development goals. So there are a series of activities that are happening here. And for that purpose, even this job fair, so you will see someone playing Dumnas on that day, and you're not coming to the job fair and network with different institutions. And then later on, you end up blaming that there are no jobs in South Sudan or jobs are corrupted. How do you want someone to come and get you in Dumna places?
Jobs cannot follow you home.
It's so bad.
All right. Now, let's talk about, of course, the International Youth Day, which is on the 12th. And you did mention the whole month is dedicated to young people and the youth. Now, our country has gone through a very, very difficult time from 2013 up to now. There has been a lot of, you know, mistrust. There's been a lot of hatred that has happened between young people from different communities. How do we build a united youth to ensure that these people have the same focus to move forward and not be corrupt by tribalism, corrupt by political affiliations, and corrupt by, you know, the tendency of supporting the big men? How can the young people get out of that bracket?
Well, on my side as GAC, I must tell you, tribalism is illusional, doesn't exist in this country. It's only few individuals in the name of getting power and positions that are using it to divide people that don't even have problem with themselves. In 2020, personally, I went to Bentiu, and I was receiving the airport by a friend of mine whom we met on social media, someone who has just been following me. And the guy told me, "Gag, you cannot come to my state and then you go and sleep in hotel. So we are going home." I told him, "Fine, I don't have any problem. Let's go home." The institution that took me there wanted me to spend a night in the hotel because accommodation was there. I told them, no, I cannot do that. They were even like, Gak, do you know you're a Dinka? You know, someone reminding me. Then I told them, yes, I know I'm a Dinka, but I'm feeling at home here.
And your friend is a Nwer.
Yeah, he is a Nwer. So when we went home, we were eating walwal. The guy, we were eating kob. The guy was just making me feel at home. You can see how hospital our people are. South Sudanese, all of us, the 64 tribes. You visit any home, you will get a place to sleep, water to drink, and a food to eat. Doesn't matter economic situation of that family. So I fell at home. I stayed there for 1 week until I cut my ticket and came back here. The whole family escorted me when I was leaving, and this is the power of hospitality and the South Sudanism that is within us.
The South Sudan now, we want.
It is a South Sudan that is there. It is not the one we want because it wasn't in a dream.
But you can agree with me that at least we have been corrupted in the middle here from 2013 war up to now. Things have not been the same in many, many communities.
Look,
and people have been hating each other.
If certain people that wants power, wants to divide people, use resources in order to do certain things, you will agree with me, you are likely to do that because any person that is economically vulnerable is never independent. You can do anything in the name of something that you can get. And the economic situation that we are in sometimes, you even see people who are fighting. If you sit down with anyone that is doing that, they can tell you they don't have one-on-one issue with those people. They have just been told that this thing happens here. And there are a lot of means of mobilizing people. I have a lot of friends that are not from my community. And I don't see them in the eyes of where they're coming from. They don't see me in the eyes of where I'm coming from.
Absolutely.
Even the same people who sometimes divide people, you go to the offices, you get them linking up with all the tribes. So where is that tribalism? Where does it exist? Someone lives from here having power, having money. You go to the village, you say tribe X is bad, tribe Y is bad. It's completely something that is made. And then considering that our people are vulnerable, and that's why you see SBTech, we mostly focus on economical empowerment. Because any person that is not economically independent is vulnerable to any decision and can be abused or used anytime. So let's empower people economically, and you will believe me one day that anyway, these people were just being used. They don't hate
each
so
other.
And so because they are coming from tribe X. If it was tribalism, why have you seen even single tribe fighting itself? Even the same clan fighting itself, why does it happen? The war that has been happening, it has never been only about tribe X and tribe Y. Sometimes it can even go within that tribe, and even within certain clan, and even within certain family. So it simply means a misunderstanding that is escalated or used by certain people that are having certain interests.
All right.
And for that purpose, it's just a matter of fighting illiteracy, because you know, literate person cannot be mobilized at certain things. You cannot come and tell me now that you take this gun, go and shoot so and so because he or she is from tribe X. I'll tell you, come on.
What are you doing?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it is addressing illiteracy and, of course, economic empowerment, which is very, very important in order for us all to get in the same line. All right, if you just join us, this is the Mirai Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. We are discussing right now, our last hour of the show, of course, we're discussing about jobs and opportunities, fam, and we're discussing about young people because we have here with us Gak Malek, who is the founder of BTech, and we have been discussing and looking particularly on this fair that will be taking place, and also how can the young people move forward, get employed. Of course, as he said, BTech is concentrating more on economic empowerment. If you are empowered economically, and then there are some decisions that you can begin to question. Otherwise, if you're economically vulnerable, and then people will be questioning, you will just be taking advantage of you. You did mention earlier about quite a number of things, writing of CVs to help the young people, and of course career guidance sometimes, and looking for all these jobs and opportunities. Someone will ask, are these things that students have been taught at school? Why are you involved in teaching them and telling these young people?
Well, you know, capacity building is a continuous thing. And illiteracy of 21st century is not learning new things and unlearning the old things. It's not all about the PhDs that you have. The moment you just think whatever thing you learn in school is the final, then this way you're going wrong. Most of the things are being updated, and the technology is also advancing. For that purpose, we always need to train our young people. We are not only looking at those literate people that went to school. There are other jobs, there are technical jobs that are being provided at MTC. For example, people in plumbing, who are dealing in plumbing. Say people might have not gotten the basic education that you that might be assumed that they not write CV. So for that purpose, say people will have technical skills of which we'll definitely need to train them on how they can work on their CVs and even uploading them. Because not every youth that has a laptop, not every youth that can access the modern internet, technology and internet. So for that purpose, we are providing those support to those young people, because there are a lot of skills that are available here that are untapped.
All right. Now, if someone listening to us right now, a young person, and probably he want to get in touch with you people so you can help them in some of the skills that they need, where do they get you?
This job fair is being organized by different institutions. The lead is UNDP, as I said before, together with the Office of the Vice President of Gender and Youth Cluster, Mama Rebecca Nyandeng, of which she will be available on that day. She will come to the event. BTEC is there with their office. SADO is there, they have their offices. VOSDO is there, they have their offices. And if you visit any office among these five that I have mentioned, you can be able to be assisted. Secondly, in case if anyone might need my number, I don't know if I can
If you're comfortable with that, that's
okay. I'm more than willing to also assist in case of anyone who might need more further discussion or assistance in regards to this. My number is 09 21 76 07 52. 09 21 76 07 52. You can call anytime, and we guide ourselves, as we are now left with 2 days to the event. It's a big day for us. We will be having the vice president over there. We're expecting the minister of youth and sport, that is Dr. Albino himself. We're expecting minister of gender, minister of labor, Gerald Odmai, has already confirmed. So it's going to be a big day whereby our government dignitaries are attending, and also our development partners are all going to be there. We are also going to be having youth in place. So it's a big day for us, and it's International Youth Day. So it's good for you to take advantage of this day, because it's a rare opportunity whereby 1,000 jobs are brought in one place for you to peruse through all of them. It's something that happened once in a while. It has never happened in Juba before. This is the first time, and we can't wait to see how youth will tap into these opportunities.
All right, Mr. Gag, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. That's the time we have. But just before you go, what will be your final message and your final remarks?
My final message and final remark is that there are a lot of things that have not been done in our motherland, that is South Sudan, which means there are a lot of opportunities. Businesses start by solving societal problems. Whenever you see a problem, think of how you can solve it. Not just a matter of complaining or finger pointing that so-and-so has not done this, so-and-so has not done this. There are a lot of things that have not been done, yes, but what can you do as an individual? What can you do in partnership with others? What can secondary party do? What can be done? And a lot of things that can be done. So those things, focus on them. Focus on one thing, specialized network, get out of your comfort zone, and all will be well. All will be well. We are just so blessed, and our population is small, 12 million in all this piece of land. It's just a land of abundance, as it is said. I remember once using the word that South Sudan is the heaven on earth country that I know, with all these opportunities. So get out of your comfort zone. Let's meet on that day, 12th of August, to celebrate the International Youth Day, with the opportunities that are available, and take advantage of them.
thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Gak Malek, for coming to Mirai Studios. And of course, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for hosting me as well.
Thank you.
Hope to see you on that day.
Hopefully, I will be there.
Also, invite other colleagues that you will take advantage of that.
Hopefully, I will be there. Thank you so much. And yes, that brings us to the end of the Mirai Breakfast Show for this Wednesday morning. Thank you for your company, and thank you for listening to us, and thank you for your contribution. From me, Sevid William, and the rest of the team, do have a very, very lovely day. Bye-bye for now.